As a kid, I can remember us walking along the roadways and seeing the pavement bubble up in front of us as we would walk along, because that's how hot it was out there.
This week on the Nature Stories podcast, the words, thoughts, and sounds of those who live in the desert. I'm Samantha Brown from Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Here now is Heat, produced by Jeff Rice with Hearing Voices.
I've stood in valleys in June when it was 115 degrees, and there's no one there, and all the insects have gone to ground, died, or fled, and the birds don't move through the sky until dusk, and you hear this sound, this thumping, and you whip around, and you think, what the hell, is somebody here? And then you realize for the first time since you've been on Earth, you're hearing your own body, your blood, your heart.
The desert really melts things down and burns away the unimportant if you really enter into it on its terms, as opposed to living in a completely air-conditioned, detached environment. And to let that fill you up inside is something that just is so natural for me to do and to express through with the music.
As a kid, I can remember us walking along the roadways and seeing the pavement bubble up in front of us as we would walk along, because that's how hot it was out there.
I've been out here when it hit 125. And at 125, if you had to walk a mile, you consider it life-threatening. I mean, it's just such a strain on your system, which is trying to stay at 98.6. It's like I'm sitting here guzzling water, sitting in 109, 110 degrees, but I'm okay because I'm not moving. But if you move, you pay.
Your extended seven-day forecast for the valley. It's going to be a hot one today, so the air conditioners, they will be cranking up this afternoon. 110 will be our high today under sunny skies, of course. So no significant changes in the weather pattern. Continued sunny, hot, and dry for at least the next 7 days.
Many people still tend to follow the old practices in the summertime, you know, getting up very, very early. And in the afternoons, older people would sleep, but younger people, literally, they would just sit and sort of let the body temperature just try and be stable. It would be this silence, not only of lack of sound, you know, but also I think the silence of heat. The sun has moved down that way a bit, and yet it is so hot. All movement has almost stopped. A fly goes by so slowly. Everything has slowed down. My father is sitting there. His head is tilted back and he's asleep. My sister is laying over there, asleep. The dog passes by. He is looking for shade. Everything has slowed down.
I then sat down next to the rattlesnake. I thought, I've already stopped. I'll drink some water. Bill came up while I'm sitting there and starts poking the rattlesnake with a stick. Neither one of us thought anything of this. I realized then that the heat was starting to take its toll. It got worse.
The time is 1:29. Current temperature, 109 degrees.
It's absolutely languid, melted, slow, flowing, but there's a certain, I guess the word would sometimes be a higher frequency, a higher searing kind of quality that almost has a sizzle to it. And the music that I do, which a lot of times has a real languid sense of rhythm or no rhythm at all and completely expansive, in that way it really reflects the kind of you know, endless vistas that you can see at certain points, and where you're seeing off 75 miles somewhere all the way down into Mexico.
There was a news story that a car broke down just off the interstate of some tourists from Minnesota. A couple of them died from the heat. It was a huge story nationally. At the same time, people were crossing this desert from Mexico and dying all the time, and it wasn't reported. So I decided I would cross with them, and thereby get people to pay attention. You just plod on and on, like an automaton. And you, no matter how fast you drink, you can't pour it in fast enough. It's going out of your body faster. We left about 5 in the afternoon down there. We went 45 miles, broken country, no trail. The moon came up and the whole damn desert turned blue. Everything became blue, just lustrous blue, you know. And this persisted for quite a while. I don't really remember. I was just walking when the dawn came on.
You can just feel that electricity in the air. And for me, that feeling when the body starts to dissolve the boundaries of the of skin and your sense of being inside of a form can really melt away with just the right combination of temperature and expanse.
The hardest part of the journey is the last 5 miles. Most of the people die within sight of the interstate, just looking at salvation and can't move. They had a guy die 1 mile south of the interstate, and he was so desperate he lit the tree he was under and started a fire. And they came out and found him, but by the time they got out to the burning tree, he died. It was his last gasp.
My name is David Barksdale, and I'm a Border Patrol agent. I work the reservation near Sales, Arizona. We find whole families, anywhere from grandparents to the newest babies, out here in this desert in the hottest days. Just a new phenomenon to me. They're not going back. I think they've given up on where they're from and going to seek their better life here in the U.S.
A fly goes by so slowly. Everything has slowed down. My father is sitting there. His head is tilted back and he's asleep. My sister is laying over there, asleep. The dog passes by. He's looking for shade. Everything has slowed down. And yet the clouds have slowly settled in. It's raining, it's raining. My father jumps up. Run and cover my grain. Run and get the clothes off the line. Everything is now moving and alive. My sister is up. The dog is up. Everything is now moving and alive.
To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.